Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
How stressful was today?
Well, we were just discussing our very early morning faces. We basically left Latvia at 5 a.m. this morning and then missed our connection. And then by hook or by crook managed to get here in time. Like, our tour manager and our lighting designer turned up 5 minutes before we went off stage because they had to get on another flight because the one that they got us on was fully booked.
So that's the thing, you got your crew, but then you got all the gear as well. So
yeah, that was the thing, we sort of got to Gatwick and all the gear was supposed to come on to Dublin, but they don't put it on the plane unless you're on the plane. So it was just sitting in the system. And then you go to somebody, can you find the bags? They're like, they just put the finger out and point you in somebody else's direction.
Yeah.
Or the other finger and go, you know, go away.
The complete and utter opposite direction. Reflecting on the last year, how do you guys reflect on it?
It's difficult, actually, to kind of find perspective, but pretty crazy. I think, a good way to judge it is like a year ago, you know, we played at Electric Picnic and that was like a pretty full tent, maybe like 4,000 or 5,000 people, and then you come here a year later, and after a really great show we did at the Olympic Theatre in Dublin, and you know there's like 15,000 people out there. So that's kind of how you find your measure for us personally. But yeah, there's still like it's going to take a while once we come off tour to really kind of get to grips with what's happened, I think. I think the great thing about Jungle is it's the first time as creative people that I think we've been mature enough to trust ourselves and trust our own tastes. Instead of trying to like make music that we think people are going to like or we hope people are going to like, you know, we make music that we love ourselves. And I think that then means that your influences are everything you ever listened to. He kind of introduced me to Jay Dilla and a lot of those kind of amazing hip-hop producers, and that's a world that I'd never really got into before. And I think I came from very much a place where I listened to a lot of like classic soul music and the Beach Boys and kind of like Male Harmony and stuff like that. So it was just a really interesting experiment trying to bring those two kind of worlds together.
I mean, you were talking about the Olympia show there. Everyone that I know was there, I was there myself, said, you know, it's a show, but it's also an experience as well at the exact same time. You come alive on stage, and I guess when people listen to the album, they probably do think, who is this? Who are these people? Because it is you two, but of course you have an incredible band around you, an incredible group of people, so who are they?
It's funny, that Olympia show, because we sort of changed it all before that show, and it was a big, everyone was going, we changed the way where everyone stood on stage. It was the first time that we tried this new setup, so we were all a bit nervous before it, but it really paid off. And you know, the guys in the band, they're so great. You know, it's so amazing to have people around you who can really play properly and play the instruments, you know.
And they are incredible, absolutely amazing, because I think with you guys as well, it doesn't feel like you feel like throwing yourself into the forefront ever, you know. Initially, even when I found out about you guys, I was like, who are these people? And I felt like I had to kind of find out who you are and investigate.
I think with that whole thing is we never really could predict this would ever become something, you know. It was all a concept in a bedroom, and it's the same thing with the videos. They were all just like ideas that we had, and you're never that optimistic that it's going to like be a big thing, and so you can never. And then when people sort of go, oh, you've got to do this interview, oh, you've got to, you know, do this magazine shoot, you're just like, well,
really?
Get a lot of have a lot more fun sort of behind the lens and like, you know, directing things and creating things and looking back and going, and enjoying it like a punter, rather than like if you're in it, you sort of look at it and go, you can't appreciate it.
And it's like, I think especially with the videos, I think we wanted to create videos that we would be able to watch in 50 years time, you know, whereas I think
they're amazing. Like,
if we'd been in that video, I would never have been able to watch it again. Because I hate looking at myself.
And are you working on music now? Do you find it easy? Because I mean, like, today, a day like today, is this a usual day? You're like, yeah, I'm planning to write something. Oh, wait, I'm in Latvia.
We definitely had a couple of hours to whip out a laptop now. Obviously, when you're like you're on a much more settled side, festival schedules are very like crazy. You know, you're flying in and out of places that you've never been to or heard of before. But when you're on a bus, it's kind of different. You've got like places where you can take yourself away with a laptop and a pair of headphones and work on ideas.
It's funny. He always says this thing in interviews where it's like you just whip out a laptop and play it like it's an instrument. It's just like the laptop never plays itself. You always have to put stuff into that.
That's our notebook. Yeah. You know? So there are always ideas, but yeah, I think it's difficult to like finish something because you haven't got the luxury of a studio or a space where you have enough time.
That's the thing, isn't
energy.
It? Really, there's always that medium to record something, but it's hard to get all the other instruments.
Well, as long as you guys are having fun, I'm sure we're going to have fun too listening to it for sure. I have to say, you're in a long line of songs that I will note. I kind of have a year. Every year, there's a song that I guess marks that year in terms of FIFA. So you're in that list. It's back to Rockefeller Skank in 99. I remember it so well. It always sticks, brings me back to FIFA, and you're going to bring me back to it.
They were like Skint Records had advertising all over that game as well. I remember that. I had that on PC. ASD. A was cross, S was pass, and D was shoot. Wow. And then W was sprint, and Q was change player. And if you double tapped Q, you jumped over a tackle.
Mind blown. Hey, man, thanks a million for the performance. Thanks a million for the chats. Oh.